Good afternoon. Like he said, I'm Evandro. I'm from Brazil, University of São Paulo. Well, I'm gonna tell about the influence of body on the availability of sulfur and soil and the take by plants. This work was done for me and Professor Leone and the PhD student Leone das Melo. First of all, I'd like to introduce you where I live. I live in the state of São Paulo in Brazil. That is the richest state of Brazil. Its GDP represents 1% of Brazil. It's the most populated state of Brazil, with 40 million inhabitants, living in an area around 350 square kilometers. And the AGI of the state of São Paulo is 0.833. Is higher than the national average. Well, the University of São Paulo is where I studied, and this university can influence all my country because all the famous researchers are there. The university has 10 campuses spread in the northeast and center of state São Paulo. The university has 164 courses with 56,000 students, undergraduate students, and 230 graduate programs with 22,000 students. Without doubt, that is the most important university of Latin America. Talk about my research now. Anthropogenic activities has been increasing the heavy metals in soil. Activities such as agriculture, industrial, intercar pollution can increase the heavy metal in soil. Barium is one of those elements that has been increased with those activities. In addition of toxicity of barium to humans, to animals and plants, barium can bond it with sulfur in soil, forming the sulfate, barium sulfate, that is almost insoluble. And this barium sulfate is the plant cannot uptake. So this decrease the availability of sulfur in soil. Well, the objective of my research was evaluate the sulfate availability and uptake by four plants in two experiments. The first one, you planted pea and sorghum, and the second, we plant maize and soybean. And we also did a culture rotation. Because in the first experiment where we planted pea, the second we planted maize. And where you had planted sorghum, in the second we planted soybean. So this experiment was done in a house green, in greenhouse, sorry. Well, but first of all, to start the first experiment, we take a sample of the soil to do the characterization. Because those soils, unoxidized soil and unoxidized soil, are so different, there is a contrast between them. We can see the clay and the iron and aluminum oxides too. Here's another important to notice is the organic matter. That is, organic matter, when they is degraded, they can release sulfur to the soil and to plant uptake too. Also, the rate of sulfur in soil and the CAC. Well, as I said, we use the two soils, unoxidized soil, one soil, unclean soil, and one sand soil. And those soils both are collected in under forest areas, so the pH is low, around 3.4. So we're maintained with lime to reach the pH like to 6 or 6.1. We also fertilize the soil with macro and micronutrients. And after that, we added 4 rates of barium, 75, 150, 300, and 600 milligrams per kilo of barium as barium nitrate. We use those rates because the São Paulo legislation and now Brazilian use 115 as the guideline value to contaminate of soil for butter. Well, the results. We can see that in both experiments, in oxysol, the availability of sulfur decreased when you add barium. As you can see here, just sorghum, in this case, have a higher availability of sulfur. And there's difference in the first experiment and the second. This can be explained for two things. The first one is the organic matter that during the first experiment was totally degraded, and when the second practically doesn't exist, didn't exist more organic matter because it passed 1 year the one to other. And the second, the most important in this case, is the time when the barium was added to the soil, because when you had the first experiment, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after we planted, and to the second, the barium could react with bonded with sulfur for 1 year, so that decreased the availability of sulfur in the soil. And soil is also decreased in our experiment, in the first and second. But you can note that here, I didn't show the first. This here, and then soil was almost the double decreased the availability of sulfur in soil, because in the soil, the barium was more available, then he can bond it more with more sulfur. The same case occurred here. The organic matter here doesn't have much importance, but the time here was the problem. Well, now the accumulation of sulfur in plants. We can see a big difference between maize and other plants. That's because the accumulation, we multiplied their dry matter for the rate we find the plant. And this in maize had the higher production of dry matter. That's because maize accumulated more sulfur than other plants. And neither sorghum nor soybean showed an effect of the barium. That's because, as I pointed, the sulfur available in the soil was enough to supply the plant's need. That's why those plants didn't show any effect. Here is the difference in dry matter. You can see this: the maize had more dry matter than other plants. And so the same thing happened. The maize also had more production, more accumulation of sulfur. But here, the sorghum has the more decreased of sulfur, because, as I said, in owned soil, barium is more available, so they can react more with sulfur, decreasing its availability. But also, soybean here didn't show any effect, because this plant needs low quantity of sulfur to grow up. The difference in the production of dry matter. Okay, and the conclusions. In both soils, the availability of sulfur was decreased. And the accumulation in the soil was lower because in this soil, barium is more free to react with sulfur than on oxysol, is because of the clay, the organic matter also. And the accumulation in soybean was not affected because the plants don't need too much sulfur to grow up. And sorghum, because of I just said, just was affected in soil. But in the other hand, this is a method to reduce the soluble barium in soil. You can increase the pH and apply and add it sulfur in the soil, and the soluble body will decrease. And I thank you, all these institutions that helped me to be here, and all of you for your attention. Thank you so much.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir.
Where do you see these elevated variants in the Brazilian soils? What type of soils?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
What type of soils in Brazil usually will have these high levels of barium?
And actually, not naturally, but is the barium has been increasing because of the agriculture, the industrial industrial activities, and pollution. As I said, there is natural is hairy to find in Brazil, but is nowadays you can find areas with high levels of barium because the principally because of mainly. Because of the agriculture.
More questions? I have one question. These results were basically in a greenhouse pot environment.
Yes.
What do you think would be the case in field situation? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Mm.
I mean, the uptake of barium of.
Probably, I read some research. Canadian research that also use sulfur to control the rates of barium in soil. They increase the pH to like 6 or 6.5, that turns these elements unavailable also because, and add sulfur, then react and turn and become insoluble.
Is there any other fertilizer that you apply that you think when they interact with these with your results? You say you apply macro and micronutrients fertilizer. What nutrients you apply?
All the nitrogen. Yes, nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium. Actually, I study all of those macronutrients, but in this case, of barium, just the sulfur present a significant result.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.